Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have that fearless producer, Jay, on the line with us. Without him, the show would not go on. So thank you always to Jay for making this happen, and to Linda for making the whole station happen. I do love Healthy Life Radio, and I encourage you to listen to a lot of the different shows. They are amazing, amazing hosts, and the subject matter could not come at a better time. With that, we're going to jump right into our guest, which is Dr. Natalie Horine. And I was just a guest on her upcoming summit, which we are definitely going to promote and talk about. But first, I want to introduce you that she is a chiropractor. My gosh, your bio is so massive. Let's see if I can even do remote justice to you, because there is a special spinal flow. You know what? I'm going to let you do it. Dr. Natalie, welcome to the show. Tell everybody who you are.
Well, thank you so much, first off, for having me on the show. I'm so thrilled. This is the first radio show I've been on. I've been on other podcasts and have one myself, but this is wonderful. I'm so excited. So thank you so much, first off. And, so doctor of chiropractic. So I actually have two brick-and-mortar businesses, one in Northwest Arkansas, and then just so happens that I have another one in Sarasota, Florida. But as you'll probably look through my bio, I'm not just a chiropractor. There's a spectrum of us. Like, I've got to love it. I always say we're like a bag of party mix. You never know what you're going to get. So there's such a spectrum, and even the type of chiropractic I do, there's no popping, twisting, or cracking involved, very much utilizing the power of the body to guide exactly what it needs, where we need it, and tracking and following that. But I also do spinal flow, which is what I think you started sharing, and I'm actually at the time of this recording in Mexico right now doing further training with the spinal flow. So we've got hundreds of us all in here right now. And we are really very much working with the body, because as we know, I'm sure you talk about this on the Healthy Life Radio show, and then obviously specifically within your work that you do, Emily, we know that the body doesn't forget, right? And so, like, that's the basis of chiropractic, that there is an innate intelligence within each and every one of us, that there's a life force energy that knows how to produce us. I mean, my goodness, if you think about it, people, if we forget, there was a sperm and an egg, two cells came together to create a baby, create you, create your baby, create, you know, your grandchildren, whatever age stage of life you're in. That spark of life happened from those two cells coming together, and then as it was growing inside of me being a mom, right, like, you didn't have to tell it what to do. It knew how to do it. It knew how to grow a baby inside of you and let it, those two cells divide and replicate, and then further have a baby come out on the other side. So since when did that life force energy that created us stop? It's still within us. It still knows how to heal us. It still knows how to reproduce it, and still knows how to regenerate, restore. The biggest thing is we need to get the heck out of our own way, which is part of the work that I do, is I really help people just get out of their head and into their body.
That is such a killer thing to say. I love it. And I actually think you got a book in you, The Body Does Not Forget. I think that's such a powerful statement. I'm so excited with what you've already said. And how did that lead you into creating a summit? And tell everybody what the name of the summit is.
Oh, thank you, Emily. You're so sweet. Yes. So the root of this is being a mother of many listeners probably are, being a grandparent, a caregiver, whatever it is that we're in different times, right? You know, the amount of stressors that we place on ourselves, yeah, very much unnecessarily, but very much conditioned. it really has created a lot of chronic illnesses and that are entirely preventable, a lot of lifestyle issues that have turned into very real manifestations throughout the body of what we're experiencing and suffering from, and that's chemical, physical, mental, emotional stressors that combine and create issues, diseases. So the root of this is these children that are coming forward, like they're our future. We, those right now that are on our own healing journeys, we're going through the deconditioning process, as I like to say. We're going through the deconditioning, and we're here to bridge those future generations so they can have a happy, healthier, more conscious lifestyle and living. What does that mean? So the essence of this summit is called the Raising Healthy Conscious Family Summit. And what it's all about is we're bringing experts from various fields of holistic wellness, mind, body, spirit. I had Emily on the show, as she shared earlier, that she was talking about everything that she has worked with from what she knows from her experiences, seeing those changes in the body, writing about it, and then helping, you know, hundreds, thousands of people in that way, and then extension beyond because you're talking about it. Talking to other holistic wellness practices, those that do meditation, breath work. I had even Dan Brulé is going to be on there. He's a master breath worker, and he's worked with some of the elite, including Tony Robbins. And then I also have people in the human design world. So we have Shatan Parkin coming in, and also another gal, Eden Carpenter. So they're coming from various spectrums of human design, showing how that can play a role in helping raise healthier, conscious families. And also having those that are working more in the spiritual practices of Reiki practice, energy practices. Anybody who's heard of Star Magic, we have Jerry Sargent coming. He's the founder of Star Magic. He's sharing about the beautiful architecture that we have within us and how do we utilize our, quote, soft tissue technology within our bodies to heal, yes, to heal others, yes, and to, from there, create and manifest from that place. So I can go on with the other beautiful people that we have on there, but we have 21 experts that are all coming together, and we're releasing this starting December 2nd through December 12th. And they will, we will have several pre-recorded interviews that we've done that will be released several times so it can be digestible and enjoyed by those caregivers, by those mothers, by you guys, to be able to take what you can, because the essence of every single practitioner, provider, whatever it might be in their practices, they're sharing their story, yes, their area of expertise, yes, but they are ultimately going to give a practical tool, tip, or strategy that you can apply right away and start helping lead your families into more vibrant health and living. Because just like I said earlier, we are in times where, like, there is no reason why we can't be having a healthier family dynamic. And that starts from the individual into the family unit, into the communities, because ultimately we want to live in a happier, healthier place. What does that look like? We have to wake up and decondition ourselves and get more into these heart-centered communities, allow healing to happen within selves, and then allow that to then have that ripple effect into our families and into the communities surrounding us, so our children of our future don't have to come into a world full of sick and suffering. They're coming into a world where they get to just expand and their gifts and appreciate the world in there, and then, yes, have their own normal emotional experiences throughout. So long-winded way of saying the essence of the summit is very much a passion project for me. I get the luxury of speaking to you beautiful people along the way and taking down ideas myself because I don't know it all. I mean, I feel like I've cracked the code in many ways, being a neurologically-based chiropractor and knowing what I know and trusting me in the healing of the body, and then also being a home-birthing mother. I home-birthed my child at 37 weeks. Let me tell you this real quick, Emily. I don't know if you know this or yet, but I birthed my daughter, Frank Breach, in the bathtub with no one else around. So I basically free birthed her because it happened so fast with her being Breach that I didn't know that I was having a baby until I was in transition. And let me just say, it goes from 0 to 60 in no time. And next thing you know, I have my baby in my, I mean, yes, I still felt her coming out. But the power of me knowing to breathe into my pelvis allowed me to, as much as one could breathe and push her out, literally made like an ultimate difference, plus a lot of headspace and everything that comes along the way. And then ultimately 40 minutes later, here comes my midwife. She came as soon as she could, and she's like, well, what would you like me to do? I'm like, I don't know. What would you like to do? She's like, well, I guess I'll start to clean up.
Amazing. Amazing.
You know, I love that, but I do, since I know you're only going to be on the show for half the time, I want to ask so that people who are listening might go and look for this. There's two things. The neurologist, functional neurology chiropractic. What does that mean? And, like, how many are out there?
Oh, that's a great question. So it's totally dependent on the background. So as a chiropractor, we're truly doctors of the nervous system versus doctors of the spine, contrary to popular belief, right? So we actually truly understand how the nervous system controls and coordinates every element and aspect of the body. And what our job is to do is to look for where there's interferences throughout the nervous system, meaning not allowing that communication to proceed, and to tell that end organ, so in this case, like maybe if you're talking like up in the neck or whatever, like that goes to all the areas in around the neck, so the throat, the lungs, you know, going into the face, into the sinuses, into the glands, into all those things. So just an example there. So understanding like how the body is supposed to communicate. So what we're really good is at detecting at, okay, this isn't functioning properly. So unlike mainstream medicine, it's outside of our scope of practice to deal with drugs or surgery. And so we're like, we know how the body's supposed to function. This isn't the way it's supposed to. So let's remove the interference that's not allowing the nerve to communicate. So bringing in functional neurology, what makes that different, to answer your question, Emily, is that this is further studies that we do beyond the studies of chiropractic on usually with your, quote, extra time. You know, you can do it while you're in chiropractic college or do it after chiropractic college, but it's postgraduate studies where you look at those primitive reflexes, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with, the primitive reflexes, like the baby stepping, and you're like, oh, look, they're walking. And it's like, no, it's a reflex. Or like, oh, look at them grab. Or look at them, like, look, they're ticklish. Like whenever you swipe your finger along the back of the baby or the child and they arch their back, or along the side and they lean from side to side. So all these reflexes are, yes, they're very important for that child coming into the world. In fact, I don't know if you know, I'll just go ahead and spend a little time in here because I have a lot of studies within pediatric learning behavioral disorders and how this starts from the beginning. So that wonderful reflex where you swipe it along the back, along the spine there when they arch their back, that's actually what helps the baby come out of out of the canal. And then whenever they come, like whenever their side is swept along there, like along the vaginal lining right there, that's what helps them literally maneuver their way out of the canal without any help.
Wow.
See? And so imagine now how much in mainstream we get our hands in the honeypot far too often, far too much, without even allowing the body, not just the woman's body, but that baby body coming out into the world to do what it was designed to do. Our biology is so magnificent. It knows exactly what to do. I said this earlier with that power that's within us. That life force energy has already been flooding through that baby to grow inside of you, mamas. That, you know what, it knows what to do when it comes out, but just the stressors on the outside, the being told, the scare tactics, and the stories that have been told, that don't allow us to trust that. So, again, going back to these reflexes, that's what helps the baby come out of the canal. And then you have the midwife or the obstetrician that comes in and starts stinging their finger all up around your canal and swiping around you and everything. It's like, do you think anybody's going to be comfortable with that? No. Do you really need to have them pulled out, or do you want to allow your body to get in sync and in with rhythm with that baby, with your breath, with your pelvis, with your muscles within your pelvis, to literally push that baby out as that baby's ready to come out? Because each and every breath as that the baby's coming out, the compression, even whether it's head first or butt first, like how my daughter was, that compression, more specifically, it should be head down. That's like the normal way, right? Head down and then face, you know, coming from the back, or the head, and it's head facing, head actually toward the forehead. I'm getting too technical. Perfect thing. As it gets down and the baby is coming out, if you're squeezing, it's compressing the skull. And those skulls are so malleable. Like, what's the first thing that they say whenever a baby comes out of the canal? The first thing they say is, hold the head. So we know how precious that head is to keep the head upright when that baby comes out earthside. But what the heck are they usually doing whenever you're having that baby? My gosh, heaven forbid, there's forceps and vacuum extraction. We've all seen those cone-headed babies coming out of those canals and everything. Yes, they're pliable, and yes, they're moldable, but that's a stressor. That's an insult to the body just as they're coming earthside. And let alone if they, quote, get stuck because we're pushing things or rushing things, mom is stressed, there's so many variables that come into play here. And then they might, sometimes they have to pop or crack or break the clavicle to get the baby out. Or they're saying that the cord's wrapped around their neck. And so I can go on. There's a whole story that's wrapped on just around the birth process right there. And that's, you know, but saying, oh, y'all got this started. You can tell I'm a bit passionate about this, right? But this all got started because I was talking about the purposes of these primitive reflexes. They're for survival. They're primitive because our primitive brain knows how to survive. And it cares about that. So what we need to do is, like, allow the body to do that. But those primitive reflexes are supposed to go away at some point. So when functional neurology comes in, we look at these. This is just one aspect of functional neurology. We also start to look at the eyes, the way that the body is moving, the arm swing, how quick are they able to do fine motor skills. All of these things come into play when you're looking at functional neurology. Like, there's even the world of functional neurology, like, a standalone. Like, you don't have to be a chiropractor to do it. It just so happens to be a gateway in as a chiropractor because, again, if you utilize functional neurology, you're still doing everything outside of drugs and surgery. What can you do to rehabilitate and reconnect the body that is disconnected or interfered with by utilizing different tools and strategies? Which I have found, I'll tell you what, I've got over 450 doctoral hours in functional neurology, and then I went back to doing, quote, basic principled chiropractic, which really means that I'm trusting in the body's intelligence to guide me. I was getting the same results, if not better, without having to do all these other fancy exercises and everything else, just by being so present, so intentional with the body and accessing these points along their spine where it creates ease. Because if we know anything in this world, we are under so much stress. We are experiencing so much stress. And as I said earlier, that's the contribution of what's leading to a lot of these chronic illnesses and diseases. Stress is not just a mental stress. It's not just an emotional stress. A lot of it is an emotional stress, but it comes from chemical, physical and chemical. I mean, hormones, drugs, surgeries, the pesticides and whatever thing else is sprayed all over the world, the foods that you eat, like all these things come into play. So another part of my work, part of the quote being a doctor is being a teacher. It's to educate people. It's to educate them on what are the things they can do to mitigate the stressors within their lives. And first thing that usually comes is they have to be aware of it. So the first thing is having the awareness of it. And then from there, are you feeling aligned with that practitioner or that doctor that you're working with to help guide you along your healing journey?
I could not agree more. You need to be in alignment with anyone who comes anywhere near your field, especially hands-on techniques for your body. It's really, really important. If you are interested, after you've just heard Dr. Natalie tell us some of her big passion, if you are interested to sign up for this summit, you can go to healthyconsciousfamilies.com. I'm going to say it again, healthyconsciousfamilies.com, and you can sign up. The summit is free. And there are so many amazing practitioners, and I want people to have access to healing opportunities at their fingertips, because the most important thing that I want to do with this show, or what I've been trying to do, is to share that there are a whole lot of healing modalities out there. And if you go someplace and it doesn't jive with you, first, make sure you try it one more time sometimes, because sometimes this might be the second session will really tell you if it's in line with you or it is not. So I always say, like, when I send people to acupuncture, don't just go once and decide. Like, try it at least twice. Same thing with chiropractic. But you have to find the right doctor for you, because there are, as you know, a whole massively wide spectrum of chiropractic care. And I am supremely picky of who's allowed to work with me, and if I like you, I love you, and I'm loyal for a very long time. But if I don't feel comfortable or safe, I'm not coming back. And I mean safe like that you've got my head and my brain and my spine, all these things in your hands, and I need to know that it's going to be cared for in the most technical, proper way imaginable, because so many things can go well and a few things can go catastrophic if it's not done correctly. So it's important. And we're very close to a commercial break, but Dr. Natalie, if you do want to give just a quick, what would you recommend when people are looking for their right chiropractor? Is there keywords? Is there key training? What are things that you would recommend to people to look for?
Yes, that's a great question. One of the major things would be, the first thing is you just need to make that phone call. Making that phone call and listening to how easy is it to get in, how does it feel from the person at the front, and oftentimes that's going to be their receptionist or their front desk team. So that's also a reflection of what the environment and the culture may be feeling like in there. So sometimes it's the doctor themselves. So first, how accessible are they? So it's like, actually, I should reverse a little bit more. How are you finding their number to call that office? So, you know, have they updated their website? Are they still stuck in, you know, in the 80s and you're seeing these 80s websites? You know, like, perhaps it's okay, especially a lot of those who have done saying that everyone has to keep their website updated. But, like, for me, I do want to know. I mean, if you're connected to a particular type of technique, then you website to know what the technique might be. And then also from there, make that phone call. What's the relationship like? How easy is it for you to get an appointment? When I say easy, it doesn't mean like that you can get it right away. It means that, do you feel connected and like you're cared for, and are they nice to you, right? Because if you're not getting a good taste in your mouth from that first phone call, then you're not going to get a very good taste in your mouth when you walk into the office. And then from there, though, if you still feel connected or whatever, and you go in, and then you're going to make that judgment when you walk into that office. And you walk into that office and how you're greeted again from the front desk. There should be an like expectation, and they expect to see you. They're excited to see you. And so it's very much a feeling thing is what I'm giving you as an answer for. But you really have to connect in with, do you have a particular technique? Do you want any popping, twisting, or crack? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you want standard chiropractic? Like, what do you kind of think that you need?
Exactly.
Versus, you know, so they can meet expectations. And so I'm just trying to give you that preview for that. So I would start that way.
I love it. We've got to take a quick commercial break, but we are keeping Dr. Natalie Horine on with us for the next segment, and then she has to run back to her training. So we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and our guest, only for half the show, is Dr. Natalie Horine, and she is a chiropractor, but super specialized chiropractic, neurological chiropractic, and a particular phrase that I want to know about, which is spinal flow, but I'm not going to have you answer that just yet. One more time, let's tell people about the summit that's coming up right now that people can register for free, healthyconsciousfamilies.com, but go ahead and give the elevator pitch so everybody knows what's available.
Yes, lovely. Thank you so much. Yes, healthyconsciousfamilies.com. Register for that. It's free. Tell your friends about it. And no, you don't have to have children. You could be wanting to have children. You realize it's the Raising Healthy Conscious Families Summit. So it's for anybody, caregivers, love providers, doesn't have to be anything when it comes to families. And here's the thing. When I'm talking about raising healthy, conscious families and everyone that I've interviewed, these 21 experts that are all coming together from the fields of meditation, breathwork, holistic Reiki practice, human design, conscious conception, conscious parenting, there's going to be your own inner child healing along the way. Because the reality is we don't want to be pouring from a half-empty cup. We want to bring from a half-filled, if not more, cup to, yes, help lead our families into more vibrant and healthy lifestyles. So just wanted to let everybody know that this is for anybody, whether you have kids or not, whether you're a grandparent or they're grown kids, because I have people working that we're talking with that are sharing practical tools, tips, and strategies to gain more confidence of how you can step into this conscious, healthy lifestyle for yourself and for your family.
Love it. So go to healthyconsciousfamilies.com. Now, Dr. Natalie, I do want to know about the practice of spinal flow. It sounds enticing. What is it?
I love it. It is beautiful. Dr. Carly Axford is actually the founder of Spinal Flow, and she's a chiropractor. Go figure. I love chiropractors. They're a lot of fun. And so what she's been able to do is, like, bring in together all different elements, yes, of the most, like, advanced techniques in chiropractic, and then also bringing in other elements of Reiki and understanding that. So the different modalities and practices that have come together, spinal network analysis, if anybody's heard of that. So spinal flow, the essence of spinal flow that makes it markedly different, it's not chiropractic, and it's not energy work. It's a combo of the two. It's like there's essences from the married together. And here's what makes the marked difference. Within the role of chiropractic, which you would have heard in the first part of the segment here, is we're looking for areas where there's interferences in the system, right, in the nervous system, not allowing it to flow. And most chiropractors will go to that exact spot, and they will adjust in whatever way that looks like, right? Now, within spinal flow, we don't adjust. What we do is we access areas of the body along the spine, and we call them access points. These are the points along the body where they allow us to get connected with your body's rhythm. They're areas of the body where we want to contact and connect, where it will allow ease. So your body goes, so rather than working against the body, assuming that the body's dumb and assuming that the body doesn't know why it put that pain, condition, interference there to begin with, we're assuming and we know that the body's really smart. The body actually may have put that spinal blockage or that subluxation there for a reason. So is it me to be try to think I should outsmart your body to go right to that spot to adjust that and crack that and move that out of you? No. What we do in spinal flow is we go into the areas of ease, like I said, the areas of the body that are already working well and allows your body to relax, get in more of that parasympathetic, that rest, that healing, that digestion, that to allow the body that it's not having to be in survival mode. It can now take a step back and connecting in with our finger touch. So it's very hands-on the entire time. We access that point. And once we get that point, we lock in and we sink in with that point right there. We look for that spinal wave. And that spinal wave is essentially that life force energy. It literally, though, will physically show up. And everybody's different. It's a very trained eye to learn this. Some people it's through the breath. Some people it's through movement. And some people it's very perceptive, or it's very much an internal movement. But we can see along the body where that spinal wave is moving and through every individual vertebra along the spine. And our job is to track it, and then increase the wave, enhance the wave. And when we're enhancing that wave, that means your body is talking. It means your body is changing. It means your body is going through and removing layers, chemical layers of stress, physical layers of stress, emotional layers of stress. From years ago, from yesterday, from whenever it might be, because we're all like onion layers. We have so many layers of different types of stressors, and what's going to present each session is going to be markedly different, which is why it's a very active process as you're tracking exactly what your body needs in that moment in time.
That's really cool. Do you, I went through just a little bit of the upledger craniosacral therapy training, but is that, do you feel like there's a, do you have any practice with craniosacral work?
I have a little cranial sacral work working with pediatrics specifically. So we're working with the cerebral spinal fluid, like the pulsing and the breathing and the movement of that. So this incorporates some of that, but without having to contact. So like there's major access points, like some of the major ones, and I'll just solidify those pretty quickly, especially with the trained mind. The major access points is right in like the sacrum. So the sacrum coccyx, highly, highly parasympathetic areas where the body like just holds on. Like you, once you get in there and you sink into the right spot and you allow that body to just start to just do what it needs to do. Another area is up at the sphenoid area. So within the cranial sacral, sphenoid is another very highly contacted point there. So the sphenoid, which is just on the outside, the lateral aspect of your lateral canthus on the outside of your eye right there around the temporal region. So holding those contact points, and again, there's training that goes in with knowing, like, how long are you holding it? But we're tracking change in the body, and you literally see it throughout the body. We're trying to always enhance the wave from the sacrum up. Now, people will twitch. Some people will relax. Some people are literally rolling and moving on the table and various ways as they're moving through these different layers of stress. And then one of the other areas that we'll contact is on the occiput, so that's the back of the head. On the occipital regions there, and we're holding it. We're not poking, we're not prodding. It's so incredibly gentle, but so incredibly impactful whenever you sink into the correct spot and where the body is inviting you in to work with the rhythms that are always, we're already working amazing, and you're waking up and enhancing that.
I love that. I love that. That you're joining the body's natural rhythm as it is going. You're not interrupting that rhythm. You're working with that flow, with that rhythm of the body, and I love that. And I know I'm a Vodder, Dr. Vodder trained manual limb drainage therapist is my specialty, and I've done all the levels that there is of the Vodder school technique. And what we found out much later is that the cerebral spinal fluid pathway is the same pathway as the lymphatics in the brain, mm-hmm. And that was pretty massive to find out that they run the same pathway. So you can access the body in different ways and still get into the same spaces and feel the rhythm. In fact, for me, the lymphatic, I can feel the lymphatic rhythm because that's what I've spent 20 years honing. And then when I went to craniosacral, it was unbelievably hard for me to feel the rhythm, the cranial rhythm, because I couldn't get past the lymph as my primary, what I was research that it's actually the same pathway, but we're accessing it differently, was pretty massive. So Dr. Natalie Horine, I am so glad that you are here. Thank you for making it, and good luck with the rest of your training in Mexico. And we'll talk a little bit more about the summit with you not on the line, and I welcome you back anytime. You guys that are listening, we'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancesbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself Now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Guess what? Dr. Natalie's going to stay on for this segment, and then I'll take Emily's Energy Corner on my own. But, Dr. Natalie, I'm so glad you're able to stay with us for this midsection of the show, because we were just talking about the cerebral spinal fluid and the lymphatic and how it's the same pathway, and it took, oh, my God, so many years to figure that out. And that's fairly new research. It's in the last 5 years that they've really confirmed some of this stuff, but I'd sure love to hear your take on it.
Absolutely, and I love that you share that, because you're reminding, I do lymphatic detoxification work as well, and so under what you're sharing with being a body worker is so crucial, because the lymphatic system is so, I mean, if the lymphatic system is backed up, that it's like there's chemicals, there's toxins locked within the body. Like, think about it, and I'm just going to share this with the audience here, like, your lymphatic system is the sewage system of your body, okay? We have lymph nodes around everywhere where cancer shows up, okay? So the axilla under the armpit, around the breast tissue, all along the neck, behind the head, along the occiput, behind the ear, you know, down into your groin, and all along the torso. So, like, all these areas where those lymph nodes are, the lymph nodes are like the trash receptacles, right? So your sewage all has to go into the trash, but the trash needs to be emptied. And if you never empty your trash, well, then what happens? It stinks. There's backup. Like, it's going to attract things that shouldn't be in there, right? And so, and a lot of people think, you know, they get confused with their sewage system being a lymphatic, which is entirely separate than your blood system, which is like the nutrient, like your blood. Like, we know it's bringing in oxygenation, it's bringing in nutrients, so that way your body and your cells and your tissues can do what it needs to do by getting the nutrients. So, like, your bloodstream and your blood system is entirely different than your lymphatics. Here's another example. Sewage system lymphatics, or the kitchen, is like your blood, right? You don't want your sewage and your kitchen water to be mixed, do you?
No.
You right? You don't. So they're entirely separate, because your body's very uniquely designed. So it is very recent that they recognize, like, oh, the difference in the lymphatic system and the connection with the blood system, and then how, what you can do to allow lymphatic, like you said, you do the lymphatic work, like how important that is, of what you can do to help move and empty out your trash receptacles, and moving that through the body within ease, and the importance of hydration, of literally hydrating your cells to help move that lymphatic, you know, the lymph build up and the like lymphedema, right? And then let alone like what happens in the body is like the body's so smart that like when there's acidity in the body, toxins, right? Eating the wrong foods, inhaling the wrong things, let alone pharmaceuticals and drinking and all these other bad lifestyle habits, like all that stuff, right? That creates toxicity inside the body, and we're pretty darn resilient, don't get me wrong, but if there's not things that you're doing to mitigate to allow the flow to happen with your body, spinal flow is a fantastic way to get the flow going as we're working along the spine to tell the nerves and to tell your innate intelligence to help remind how to help move and flow things through the body, because perhaps you're not able to physically move your body very well, because also physically moving your body, jumping, rebounding, right, on a rebounder, fantastic, moving, that allows to help move the lymph flow too. And then you don't have access to somebody like Emily or somebody else that is trained in lymphatic, you know, movement to massage. What are things you can do to massage around your lymph nodes around and like in the proper direction to get the best benefit from it? I won't go into that. That'll be from more of your wheelhouse to talk about that, Emily. But You can mitigate and add to the enhancement of having good lymphatic flow and emptying out those, quote, trash receptacles, the lymph nodes not having to get backed up, or will eventually, if they don't, what will happen is they will get hardened, because the body is like, there's a fire in the system, there's acid, right? So the body's going to put, like, fat down and lay down tissue there to protect that area so it doesn't, quote, catch it on fire. And then over time, that calcifies and it turns into nodules, it turns into cysts, and cysts over time can turn into cancer, right? And so what can you do to help mitigate that even before it turns into that and even during that? There are many different modalities and tools and absolutely keeping your body hydrated. So this is a whole other area of absolute love and passion when it comes to lymphatic detoxification.
There is. And it's so complex. And I love that you mentioned the rebounder, because I know that just 10 minutes a day can really help that lymph move, and it really increases immunity. There's so much benefit to it, and I love that. And they're cheap, you know. I mean, I know you're supposed to buy the really nice ones, but, you know, like here in Malta, we don't get our hands on those really super rebounders, so I still have a little mini trampoline, and I still use it, and it does the job, and I like it. And it's not very expensive, so, you know, obviously always go for the rebounder if you can, but if you can't, like, there are things to do. Like, you just have to figure out what are the things that you have access to and then make the best and then move that way. And that's the same thing with putting together your healing team. It's the same with putting together your own behaviors and what are the things that you have access to that you can do to give your life a little boost and to remind yourself. I feel like you should be the one to say this, but I'm going to say it first and then you say it how you would say it. I want you to remind yourself the power and the magic of self-correcting inside your body, self-correcting healing is always an option. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to heal from massive things. It means that there's always a spot to get to that can provide a healthier place than where you were before. Like I don't want it to be where we start giving all sorts of false stuff, like everyone can heal. Everyone can heal, but only to whatever the degree is that you're meant to get to in this space and in this phase of life, whatever it is. But I want to hear what you want to remind people of in their healing.
Yes, yeah, absolutely that. We're only limited by our mind's capacity to believe, really, is what it is. And I'm not, you know, there's no finger pointing in that. It's just being honest with it, right? Like, because we honestly come from so many different backgrounds and conditionings and belief patterns and thought structures and, you know, traumas, very real traumas that we've experienced, that we're only limited by that. So it's just finding that right person that helps, like, says the right thing, listening to the radio show, listening to something on there that just someone that lights you up and you just feel connected with, listen to that tool. Allow it to tug you in that direction, because, yes, our body has the capacity to heal, but, yes, we need assistance. We need help along the way. I mean, my gosh, it takes a village to raise a family. Like, I mean, it's like the same concept. It's like we've got a whole village within our body. Like, it's not a bad thing to ask for help, right? But there are things that you can do, and I'm just going to, like, send with this, is that if you connect in with your own body's wisdom, and it's really hard, you have to get out of your mind for it. Like, all this chatter gets in the way. But even sometimes in the three major areas, and what we'll do is, like, connecting in with that sacral region in the pelvis, on the front of your pelvis, and you have tools on your body right now And one of those tools is the tool of touch. How powerful the tool of the appropriate touch is, like touching your own area in front of the pelvis. Sometimes you have the tool of breath that is easier for you, which is where great the breath work comes in. You don't have to, quote, be a breath work expert, like literally breathing into the sacral region or moving your hips, dancing, twirling, twisting your hips. The other region is in the heart. Maybe touch your heart. Try to breathe into your heart. Move your chest, moving the shoulders up and down, side to side, flexing forward and backwards. And then the other area is within the head, rubbing the head, you know, giving those conscious loving rubs. And, of course, how do you breathe into your head? It's just the focus of breathing it in there. But those three major flow zones and then also contacting using the tool of touch, the tool of breath, and the tool of movement, you have that on you at any point in time. And just try to tap in to see what you feel most connected with.
Love it. All right, you guys, Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next. Thank you, Dr. Natalie.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Wow, that was a lot of information packed in a very short amount of time. Loved Dr. Natalie Horine, which is H-O-R-I-N-E. So that's Dr. Natalie Horine, H-O-R-I-N-E. She is a doctor of chiropractic, master's of sports medicine, board-eligible functional neurologist with specialty in childhood developmental disorders, International Chiropractic Pediatric Association member, perinatal care specialist, ICPA certified in Webster technique, Reiki practitioner, certified magnetic mind coach, and human design enthusiast, as well as the creator of Raising Healthy Conscious Families Summit. So please do sign up, register for free, use my link so people know that this show got to you and that it inspired you to sign up. Now I'm going to switch gears into my own deal for the next few minutes. I am going to something so exciting tomorrow for a conference, and I'm honored, beyond honored, that I got invited to this. And I'm going to share it with you guys. I have been invited to an Excel for Med Living Lab, and it's the Maltese Partners it's a project that invite me to a living lab. This event, part of a collaborative effort across Greece, Malta, and France, aims to strengthen Mediterranean food value chains and promote sustainable innovation in food production. This will bring together stakeholders for academia, industry, government, and society to discuss the innovative practices and address the challenges in our current food ecosystem. I am ecstatic, actually, to go, and I so want to work between France, Greece, and Malta. How cool would that be? I'm getting ahead of myself, though. Mostly, I am very excited that the Malta Food Agency would bring me into this and allow me to be part of these discussions and practices and hear more about sustainable farming. This is stuff, it's an initiative that's helping with Horizon Europe strengthen the Mediterranean ecosystems, the value of the food side streams. It's going to address challenges by the food supply chain due to weather, operational and logistical issues, and it will aim to make Mediterranean fruit supply chains more resilient and sustainable, but you know that means not using garbage glyphosate and crap like that, because the EU has a ban on that, which is why I'm so excited. This is going to include part of the European Green Deal, and it's also going to include farm-to-fork strategy. So if you're listening to this and this excites you anywhere near like it's exciting me, shoot me an email and I'll tell you more about it next week if you're interested. And then I will be very happy to share with you guys some of the things that I picked up. Because I do think, you know, I got to a foreign country and I started this whole entire different life. And it was just the study, diving into the study of how people grow food over here, which is why I write for the tourism magazine and focus on the local farms and farmers and some fishermen. But I have to say, it's really hard with the fishermen. They're just, it's not like I'm going to go out on the boat all day or all night or for days at a time. So I don't have access to them the way that I have access to the farms. But I started this from nothing. From America, who's never met a farmer in my life and who, you know, I don't like the toxic sprays that we use in the States. So this was my passion place. And now I'm working on a book here in Malta for a year. I'm following the farms and what is grown here locally. And I have learned, I feel like I sort of walk around like a little book of facts at this point, just from the things that the farmers have taught me. I can recognize the leaves of different things and know what's growing, even if it's not in season yet. I still have a ton more and forever. I mean, there's so much to learn all the time. But I can't believe how far I've come. And now to think that these people would even think about me in something like this, to be part of this sort of gathering, living lab. That's a cool little name anyway. I'm thrilled. I'm really thrilled, and I can't wait to listen to the different conference topics, and I'm hoping that people are here from Greece and from France. I really want to hear, and I'm surprised. If I'm thinking Mediterranean, I'm thinking Greece, Malta, France, Cyprus, Spain, Italy, of course, Italy. I'm obsessed with Sardinia, though I've never been there. I really want to go. It's very close. I think it's like less than a 30-minute plane ride, so there's really no excuse. It's more just getting the time and the, allocations really around it. I got to figure out where to stay and what to do and who would take me around and get me to the places that I would want to see. Sardinia is one of the blue zones. They're supposed to have the healthiest olive oil in the world, but I still think that Maltese Vidney is right up there and certainly could give any olive oil a run for their money in terms of high levels of antioxidants and low levels of acid. So, you know, I feel like, you know, we're a pretty, pretty great land and what's growing here. I just am excited to see. I just turned 50, so since the last time I did the show, I had my 50th birthday party. And what a great life it's been, and I can't wait to see what the next 50 brings. And this is part of it. It's just sort of opening up and doing and embracing a new life. And it has been very good to me to do this. People have been very generous. And I think part of it is because I'm so genuinely fascinated and curious, and I want to learn
anything that people are willing to teach me. And I don't think that happens very often for people that are out in the fields all day long. I don't think they have people come in and say, can you share with me anything you want to share? Because I'd love to learn. And that's the kind of thing that an older population loves to share with a younger population, but a lot of times the younger people are not interested. And I land in the middle, but in this way I'm young because I don't have any idea. So it's like I'm learning the way that a child would learn. And I'm thrilled with it because I've learned so much. But I'm learning more about how they're growing things and what, like here they don't use like the toxic sprays, but they use something that started in France, I don't know, hundreds of years ago. And I think they use copper and sulfite and like vinegar. I'm guessing now at this point. I know that two out of three of those are right. But it's a very interesting compound and they spray it like that. Or here they do a lot of these sticky tags and those catch the bugs and that way it keeps them off the crops. And then like strawberries here, there's a thing called the red spider and the red spider will kill your crops immediately. So if the red spider gets, they're done before they start. So over here they cover the strawberry soil with a black, like trash bags, plastic, so that it separates the soil to the strawberries, and the strawberries cannot touch the soil, because if they do, then the red spiders could potentially get there, or it just ruins the crop. I don't know. That's some food for thought, literally food for thought. Reach out to me on Emily A. Francis Books Instagram. Shoot me some messages, and I'll let you know what I learned. In the meantime, make it a great week.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.